time we met, we went in the Gemara, we've done till the discussion the Gemara had is a minchas katana minchas gedola. There's a minchas katana minchas gedola. Let's go back to Toshma, the fourth line down in the Amud Beis. Kuzan Amud Beis, fourth line down. Fourth line down, first yes. Two letters. Toshma. So bring your eye whether it's a minchas katana minchas gedola. I feel like Agrippa Samelech, even the king Agrippa. So Rogi Lech on the teacher says that he used to commonly eat his breakfast meal in the ninth hour of the day. That day, meaning on Erev Pesach, he is forbidden to eat the meal. So now the Gemara says the Chiddush. The Gemara says the Chiddush that Avilu. Even Agrippus, of course everyone else, but even Agrippus, who only eats later, he might have thought he could eat, Kamasalon he can't eat, right? So pray to Gemara, what's that filu? Eomis Vishlema, Samachim in Chiktanov, Vishlema, if we're talking about Samachim in Chiktanov, that the Mishnah says you're not allowed to eat from Min Chiktanov and on. That is the chiddush. Hainu abus nagivas. That is the chiddush of agivas. That means the Gemara is saying, the Mishnah is saying, from min chiktana on you're not allowed to. From min chiktana on you're not allowed to eat. And therefore there's a chiddush in agivas. You might have thought agivas could eat. Kamashon on he can't eat.
Right.
Now why would I have thought agivas could eat? But yeah, let's start a bit before that. Why the met can Agrippus not eat? I mean, it's only the ninth hour. So why the met could Agrippus not eat?
Some of them half an hour.
He hasn't even reached
because
that.
Because they're going to continue the issue.
Let's get the times right. 2.5 hours before Shabbat, before the night, that's Minchiktana. 3 hours before the night is summer Minchiktana. 3 hours is the beginning of the tenth hour. Then you have 10, 11, 12. So 3 hours before the beginning of the night is at the tenth hour, the beginning of the tenth hour. And he was eating in the ninth hour.
But he was continuing.
Oh, very good, very good. So says Zev and Mishra and Rashbam, that here, Agrippus was going to continue. And therefore, since he was going to continue, therefore, there's an issa for you to eat your meal in the ninth hour. But there's a chiddush at least. The chiddush is that even though he hasn't eaten the whole day, and therefore maybe perhaps we shouldn't be so stringent. Maybe that's the lot. We'll see what the Gemara says in the end. For the moment, that's what the Gemara says. This guy hasn't eaten all day long, so Mela, the time hasn't yet arrived yet for the Issa. So maybe in this case, we wouldn't forbid him from eating in the ninth hour, even though he's going to step out into the tenth. But if you say Eliyam is Samach Leminchik Deilatnan, but if you say Eliyam is, but if you say Samach Leminchik Deilatnan, that the Mishnah means from Samach Leminchik Deilatnan, that means already from when is it offered to eat? From when does it be? From midday, from the end of the 6th hour. You mustn't use the word 12, Rav John. That's almost a cardinal sense, right? Because that's bringing our clock into the scene, and that causes a complication. The day starts from 6 and ends at 6. So after the 6th hour, which is at midday, so if you say ready from then, it's also there's no chiddush. There's no chiddush in Agrippus. My rabbis is Agrippus. And what's the chiddush in Agrippus? Chalis alimiko. There's already nisa already started before then. Bishloim, if you say that it was the issa started only at the beginning of the 10th hour, and he's holding in the 9th hour, so there's a mockim to say, maybe we'll let Agrippus off. But if the issa started already in the 6th hour, and Agrippus is already in the 9th hour, so it's already also ready to make a piece of salawim. So if the rice says, afilu, it's Uriah that the Mishnah means Mincha Tan. Fede Gemara, I understand it. I think that's where we got up to. Yeah, we did it. That's where we got here. Fede Gemara, I don't understand your point. Elamai. Yeah, the Bach adds in the word Mai. It's by the Aleph in the Bach. Elamai, somach mincha ktanat man. What? So you're saying it means mincha ktana? Elamai, somach mincha ktanat man. So I said, my Abbasinagi first. We still don't know what's the chiddush in Agri first. Because if you ask anyone who's starting a meal that's definitely going to bubble over into the 10th hour, it's forbidden. Mm-hmm. So the time is a kamaya this also sees. Because if you're starting a meal that's going to definitely go into the 10th hour, it's forbidden to start. So what's the chiddush in Agri first? Everyone would be like that. Everyone's not allowed to eat. There's no one allowed to eat a meal that bubbles over into the 10th hour because the time has already arrived. Which time? The beginning of this meal, because it's going to bubble in. So what's the chiddush in Agri first? So the Mamana Shtalka doesn't make any sense. Saying if you're on the 6th hour, there's definitely no chiddush in Agri first. But even if you're on the 9th hour, someone coming to Kitana, it also doesn't make any sense because this already started. And for the Gemara, Mauser team, I might have thought, Teisha Shoyt Agri first, Kava Shoyt Tidon Domi, and the 9th hour for Agri first is like our 4th hour. Kamashra Lord, which means that since Agrifus generally eats his breakfast meal so late, and then when does he eat his night meal?
Regular time.
So his metabolism is used to eating a meal at nine, and a meal at the beginning of the night. That's his metabolism. So he's not going to feel, oh, I can't eat it. To me, I might have thought that he is like us. We eat our meal, breakfast meal at 4th hour. And then we have an appetite for the meal at night. So to he who eats his meal at the 9th hour will also have an appetite when he gets to the night. And therefore we might have thought it's okay. Kamashalam. No. I feel like Agrippas. He can't. I feel like Agrippas can't. That's the Kamashalam. Okay? It's clear? So up, nodding. That means everything's 100% clear. Oh, I don't mean backing peddling now. Yeah, okay, Zodar Asbam. Very good, fantastic. Baruch Hashem, so pleased. Zodar Asbam. Safe. Second wide this line. Safe, my first lucky verse. What's the chiddush of Agri first? It's already come the time of Issah. Right? What do you mean by the time has already come? It hasn't come yet. What do you mean the time has already come? It hasn't come. The time when he starts in the 10th hour. And Agri is in the 9th hour. That's right, since he knows he's going to continue, it's as if the time has already come. Koidem, hamotele idem nisui, what it has to mean. Koidem, seeing Mr. Dalton, the time's going to come before he finishes his meal. That's how he explains it. Hamotele idem nisui, the time of this has come when? Before he finishes his meal. Even the Eligatana of Yosim, the Palik Bashokas Erev Pesach, who argued with the breaking of the Erev Pesach, meaning that we learned on that's cool. The Yosim also, if you start the meal on Erev Pesach, you can continue. Even that Tano says he can continue. Viyama! And he said, Shaloi Lahavsik, that you don't stop. Since you started, lech better. Since you started eating meat, he says you don't stop. Avahacha, moidi de also. He'll be masking it also. Why? The mikara le daskein oya oicha b'teisha shoyis. In mikara originally, when he started eating, le daskein oya oicha, with this intention, yes. In the 9th hour, then what? What was his intention? They'll finish his meal in the time of the forbidden time zone. And therefore, Ochamatil Lechoil, it's as if he started eating. Achazmani Suridomi, it's as if he started eating after the time. Since you know your meal is going to step out, and that's what you're doing your meal to step out, since you knew you're going to step it out, so it's as if you started eating after the time. We also, and therefore it should be forbidden. So what's the chiddush of Agifus? So the Gemara, no, you misunderstood me. So you know what the chiddush is? Not because you started in the ninth hour and the time hasn't yet started. Because that wouldn't be a chiddush. That wouldn't be a chiddush for Chana. Of course it's also. No. The chiddush is, now the tema teaches the Agifus. Kaabadi don domi. I might have thought that for Agifus, his ninth hour in the day is like our fourth. Tekivan de lomot. Since he's used Kim de lomot nechon, he's used to eating. Petesha shayit in the ninth hour. Ka'arba shayit vididon domi. That's like the fourth hour for us. V'yoychol gamu matzalitei avoyin. And he'll be able to eat matzalitei avoyin. Gamu k'maiseinu. Just he, just like us. Him, like us. Yamu, he, Kimaisenu, Shaykh Madan Shayz Yam, like us, they eat in the fourth hour of the day. That means his ninth hour is exactly like our fourth hour. Just like in our fourth hour, when we eat in the fourth hour, we're able to eat in the night time, our matzah Teyavoin, so that he would be the same. Vilkoch, therefore, since the ninth hour hasn't yet, the tenth hour hasn't yet arrived, we should allow him to eat in the beginning of the ninth hour, even though his meal is going to drag out into the ninth hour, into the tenth hour. I might have thought I'd allow him to, because his 9 hours like our 4 hours, and therefore it should be okay. Kamashalon, Kamashalon, it's not allowed to. But, says the Rashbam, if we would have learned that the Mishnah means Mincha Gedoyla, not Mincha Gdano, that means already from the 6th hour, it's already also, then there's no Kiddush in Agifus. Why not? For him though, it's like the 4th hour. So why should it be also? His 9th hour is like the 4th hour. So if Mincha Gedoyla is also, if it's also deep from Mincha Gedoyla, so for him, Mincha Gedoyla doesn't come yet, because he's like the 4th hour. For him, maybe he is.
No.
Why not?
Because our case is in Mincha Gedoyla, he's Tama Peter before that.
But we're saying his Tisha Shoyz is like our 4th hour. So for him, he's Eter.
He's starting in the time when it's around.
So what? But for him, it's Mutter. For everyone else, it's also seen in the 9th hour, right? But for him, it's Mutter, because for him, his 9th is like our 4th. So if his 9th is now like our 4th, then if we would learn from Mincha Gedoyla, then it should also be okay for him.
You go back, you rely on the chefing of the korban?
What say?
So he would be eating, it would be like us eating when we should be thinking about chefing the korban.
Yeah.
So that's why it's in this room.
So I'm going to explain what Ramos is saying. So Ramos is saying, if the reason is because of the 6th hour, it's nothing to do with appetite. The reason why you're not allowed to eat is why? Because you get carried away. You want to do the confessa. No, that's not going to Agrippus as well. Agrippus is only as much 10 hours like our 4th, it's 9 hours like our 4th hour, regarding appetite, regarding his metabolism, regarding his body working. But regarding his mind forgetting about the confessa, he's as forgetful as any of us. Right, so the main person will forget. So the main Avol says the Hashbam, Avol, he have a Taninon, Samach Mincha Gedoyla. If we would have learned that Shabbat Mincha Gedoyla, Lekir b'seklal, there's no chiddush whatsoever. Ve'lo yaveh shayech le'misni apilu, and it's not possible to say the words apilu. It's not a chiddush in Agrippa more than anyone else. Tekiven the time of Mishum, since Tekiven the time, since the reason is Mishum, because Dilma Otsulim Nimnuim Ipesach, then maybe he will refrain from doing the Kom Pesach. Meloi Mishum Achilegasa, not because of Achilegasa, the Matzah, not because you're going to be eating Achilegasa of Matzah. Next to the name of Achim. You can't say what? The Mao the Tema test Agifas Gizalid Don Domi. You can't say that the ninth of Agifas is like the fourth of Ayam. Helkach! Shemina Mino, Shemin Chektano Tan. Therefore, we can see from here clearly, Shemin Chektano. Yeah? Good? Kivati Gereshvam? Everyone understands Gereshvam, other stuff? Hilkach lekker de meegen hachi. This is the quote. Maar de same. Put a semicolon after the word hachi. You can't say this. What's this? Maar de same says of his like four vowels because it's irrelevant. That's only if it's appetite. I say that the rest of them. That's not a chayy. It's very possible. That's not a chayy. The gemara very beautifully. That what? That you might have thought that the tenth of Agrippas is like the fourth of us. Mamela, his appetite doesn't start. I mean, his appetite's not going to be affected. Kamasalon says that that line of this Mazatema only makes sense if we're referring to appetite. If we're referring to Kompeta, it's got nothing to do with appetite. Mamela, Agrippas is in the same boat as us. There's a very big difficulty with the Rashbam. I doubt it answers it. I know people ask it. And let's read the Rashbam again. A very big difficulty in the words of the Rashbam.
Same
Rashbam. I'm going to read it maybe a little bit slower, and not the whole Rashbam. Just the first part. Maybe somebody here will ask the question. Now the theme, Test Agrippas, Ka'obelididondomi. I might have thought that Agrippas' ninth hour is exactly like our fourth hour. Just like in our fourth hour, we don't have an appetite, we don't have a problem of an appetite. We're able to eat in fourth hour, and there's no issue of appetite in the sense for later. So too, Agrippas, his ninth hour is not going to affect the problem of Achila Gasa. Since he normally eats in the ninth hour, it's like our fourth hour. He'll also be able to eat matzah l'tiyavoin. Him, just like us, who eat in the fourth hour. Here's the line. Vilkoch, hoyel vakati loy motos mani sura. Since the time of it hasn't started yet, nishi lechoy betchilah says, let him eat in the ninth hour. Even if his meal is going to drag out into the ninth hour, because it's not going to affect his appetite, Kamashalani can't.
We still have the issue with the starting the Hesser, but it's really the first he knows he's going to finish.
We're saying since his ninth is like our fourth, so therefore there's no issue. No, Rafi, only if it's a question on this time of Rashba.
Without the Agrippa story, we would still have this, everybody else would have this problem. That if we went to Minchi Gidola.
We're going to Minchi Tana, Rafi. We're going to Minchi Tana. Nothing that comes there. Nothing that comes there. We're focusing on Shabbat. There has to be a question on this Rashbam. Right, they're going in Minchi Tana that right as well. The ninth of Agrippas is like the fourth of us, and therefore it's okay. The question on the Rashbam is, why does the Rashbam add in this fact that the time of Issa hasn't started? is totally irrelevant. Even if the time of Isa has started. But we're saying he's like the fourth hour. That means the time of Isa started for everyone else. But he's like the fourth hour, and therefore there's no Isa for him. Why not for Moschadonna to eat? Because you won't have an appetite. But grievers will have an appetite, and therefore it should be allowed. Why does Hashem add in this line that Hoyel, that is still only the ninth hour, and the time of Isa hasn't started, and it's only an issue of the meal dragging out, we should allow it. It's irrelevant. This question has other tones.
But then
the rest of
you are not starting to your family.
You're not.
You're not.
You're not.
If you, in case he wants,
which he does.
We
which he does.
But he would be allowed to stop in the 10th hour.
Why not? What's the difference between the 9th hour when you know he's going to go in the 10th, or the 10th hour?
Because in the
9th
hour, even
at the
start,
Hester to start. No Hester to start, you make a mistake.
You don't want to go into the 10th hour. You don't want to go.
I don't.
And then the 10th hour, for sure, nobody can stop.
Because you're going in the 10th hour, that's why. It's the 9th hour. If you know you're going to go in the 10th hour, it's often the 10th hour. You're obviously eating in the 10th hour, so that's why it's often. So eating in the 9th hour is Motta's money school.
But even though he's not starting in the 10th hour, it's still opposite of you. That's, I think, what
we're saying to him. We're trying to say it might be Mutter for him. We're going on the mild attainment. You might have thought it's Mutzvim. Why is it Mutzvim? Because his ninth is like our fourth. And he hasn't yet reached the 10th hour. Akeshel. Even if we say it's like reaching the 10th hour, it would also be okay. It's like the 4th hour. Koshi. Difficulty on Rasbam. Not everything we need to know answer in this Gilgul. And maybe in the answer to Shem. Yes, I'm sure you have our. His ninth hour is like our fourth hour.
Right. And if the average person must, he has to stop at one.
By the 10th hour. Oh, so you want to say he should be able to eat even in the 10th hour? Well, I don't know, because you see, he's got to eat his supper at some time. So he definitely has to have some time when he's going to be able to re-get his appetite. So his body used to eat in the 9th hour and was able to eat again in the 10th, in the beginning of the night.
Right.
But if he would eat in the 11th hour, he wouldn't be able to eat in the appetite again.
Right, so again, why don't you make that comparison with
that means it, our breakfast is our fourth hour, that's what we mean. And his breakfast is his ninth hour. Eating in the fourth hour doesn't affect your nighttime meal.
Mm-hmm.
And eating in his ninth hour won't affect the nighttime meal. After that, we've got no rise from his cup. So, that's the cash on the Shvam. Say that the maskana of the Gemara. What's the maskana of the Gemara? Let's try and work it out. So what's the maskana at the end of the day? Is the Mishnah talking about Mincha Ketana or Mincha Gedolah? Mishnah is talking about Mincha Ketana. Why are you saying that? Because we have an answer. Right, we have an answer. We definitely doesn't work with Mincha Gedolah. And the Mincha Ketana we had a kasha, but we answered it. So therefore, it's definitely that we're going with Mincha Ketana. Now, if you'd have a quick look, I know it wasn't on the syllabus, I'm going to read it out to you in the Ram. That's how most Yishenim learn. Most Yishenim learn, Maskana the Gemara is Mincha Ketana. If we look at the Ram, the Ram is over Kaf Gimel of Dalek in the Daf of the Ram. I'll read it out to you, Bemet, Kaf Gimel.
Kaf
Gimel? In the Daf era. I don't know what your page is not. Look, turn around. Yeah. I've given all that. I'll just read out to you because I don't want to take up too much time. Iboilon bigamoyo. Hi somach leminche. I somach leminche gdoilo. Oi somach leminche shana. Veloy shita. Veloy shita. It wasn't as Ra said, it wasn't solved. Hilkach minkes lechumra adif. Therefore, you can go lechumra. And there's other Ran. The Ran says, there's no maskon in the Gemara. Ran says, we asked the question on the Minchik Dela. We asked the question on the Minchik Sana. We don't have an answer. Again, most of you don't know that. But the Ran did learn like that. The Ran learned, there's no maskon in the Gemara. And therefore, you go lechumra, and you're not have to eat ready from Chatzis. The massive difficulty in this Mahalach of the Ran is what, Yossi? Yeah, the Gemara was like, this is Elamai, and it wasn't Mao the same. The Gemara gives an answer, right? Yeah. That's why the Rosh says, the Aftik Minasik Tana. So, definitely a big chasa what Yossi's saying on. There's an even bigger chasa, and that is, if we go all the way back to the Saudi Testament base. Do you remember the Gemara at the beginning there, the first Omers? The Gemara asked the question, Arvi Sochin Somach Lemincha? Dafka Arvi Sochin? What about every Erev Shabbos? Every Erev Shabbos you can't eat.
That's from Mincha, not from Somach.
And the Gemara answered, the Chiddush Ve'ev Pesach is what?
Somach.
Are you right? Every Erev Shabbos you're not allowed to eat from Mincha. Which Mincha you're not allowed to eat from every Erev Shabbos? Why? Maybe in Minchik Deila. Maybe it means Minchik Deila. Is there a Shad to Erev Shabbos means Minchik Deila? Why not? Very good. Because there's no Korban Pesach, right? The only reason why we said Erev Pesach Minchik Deila is because of Korban Pesach, which is Negev on every Erev Shabbos. So every Erev Shabbos is about the Minchik Tana. And the Gemara was sitting on top of Pasha, sat in the Mishnah. What's Minchik Tana? He says, why are you telling me Erev Pesach Somach Lemincha? It's the true of Erev Shabbos. So clearly the Gemara took on Minchik Tana. The Bishlin, if we say the Maskon of our Gemara is Minchik Tana, so the Gemara that he says is going off to our Maskon of the Gemara. But if you say there's no Maskon, and really it could be Minchik Tana, then the whole question of the Gemara didn't make sense. Why are you telling me Mincha on every Erev Pesach? Because obviously every Erev Shabbos is not true. Every Erev Shabbos is only for Mincha. Ketana. On every Erev Pesach is already Mincha Leila.
What did they ask on the run?
So Rav Yashir asked this on the run, and he says he does not remember a Gemara anywhere in Shas with such a blatant contradiction anywhere else in Shas. You have a Gemara that he says clearly taking on as Minchik Tana, and you have a Gemara according to the Ram on Kuvsayin, so no, maybe it's Minchik Deila. You can't remember anywhere else in Shas that is such a blatant contradiction. So there's another big kasha on the Ram. And indeed, most Rishonim don't know another. Most Rishonim learn that Mincha in our Mishnah means Mincha Ketana. And a big siyata, a big proof for that Mahalach. From Al Gemara then, so he says. Said it's not exist. Because he understands the Gemara's answer as a kasha, and the Gemara suggests an answer that really left as a question. And therefore you have a sofek, what to do.
Is that the way the rest works as well? Is it the way to do the commentary on the rest?
Because his own opinions. Okay? So since you got a suffix, you got a chumra. Yes, sir, Bernard.
Isn't it possible to write and say with earlier contradiction that when it comes to eating proper rabbi and tana, and the difference in the Gemara about Shabbos is from Rika and when there's a common Pesach involved, then you have to maybe go by Minchik Deila.
Now what? What for Minchik Deila?
That you have to, I don't know if you're going to put me in the forum, but that you have to
You mustn't eat. So that's why we're talking, because they have Shabbos, you're allowed to. And Shabbos only for Minas Ketana.
But he's saying, is there an exception?
Exception.
Whenever Pesach, Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos, we have this exception.
Every Erev Pesach falls on Erev. Even on a Wednesday. The same out of
time. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, not on Erev. Yeah.
Right.
No, because it's not
Pesach. It's not corporate Pesach. Even some of the Erev Pesach. Even the corporate Pesach. It's called each problem coming into
the Say that. So what's the kasha on the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Erev Pesach, you're not actually from Mincha. Yes, from Mincha Day, you're not actually each. The Mishnah is doing that with Tom Pesach. That's a crazy kasha on the run. Rabbi Ashman has a clear sum on the run. Another small kasha on the run is that what he said, since the suffix, you go to Chumrah. What's the suffix right there? Eating before Mincha is right there. Shabbanon. Shabbanon, you go to Kula, not a Chumrah. Shabbat, you go to Chumrah. That's the counsel of the house. It's the same because the Chavivas of the Mitzvah, we go to Chumrah. So, okay. Those are the difficulties on the rock. But amidst the maskana of the sugar comes away mostly shayna we're learning in Mincha. So let's go right to the Gemara. Omar Ravasi. Do you have it? Observe.
Yes.
Do you have it, Omar Ravasi?
Yeah, I have,
yeah. I'm the Omer of Asi. Yeah? And they change it to Asi, yeah? Omer of Asi. Avol Matzbil Hu Bemine Tagimo. He's allowed to dip for snacks and eat after Mincha. He's allowed to eat after Mincha, you're allowed to have snacks. The way of their eating snacks was by dipping their food, and therefore they can dip their food, they can have snacks afterwards. If you eat not the Yalki, if you to eat Yorkis and Erev Pesach. Tami Nami Hochi, we find a similar brisa. Okay, before we get to Tami Hochi, let's see Hashbah. Mitzabel Voichel, you're allowed to dip and eat Min HaMincha Lamala from after Mincha. Yossi our first page, it should be really mean a summer for Mincha. In the Mincha, the man you have to dip.
Really?
Because that's what it's also. You're allowed to ready to, whenever it's also to eat the meal, you're allowed to. Yeah?
Okay.
You're allowed to dip. Targima, what are Targima? Says Rashbam, it's perish the bottom. You're allowed to have fruit and meat below lechem. Without bread. You're not allowed to have bread. Matzah you're not allowed to eat. Matzah you're not allowed to eat. But there is the boss you're allowed to have. For the Noskaat Mitabil. Why does it say Mitabil? So say you're allowed to have snacks. Why does it say Mitabil? Shekol, Macholam, and Adei Tibol. That's how they eat. They eat with dipping.
Yeah.
So
when
Rashbam
says about not bread, do you not eat the
You have to raise the tastes about that. The tastes are going to talk about it. The Shabbat sounds like the Zainus is forbidden. So the Shabbat sounds like. Sounds like just Bosa and Dog. Bosa and taste. And the Maisa, how we pass it. But the Zainus is already time. Sure. Oh.
That mean that he doesn't hold
the book well? Oh, let's see Rashbam on Yaakov. Be Yaakov. Mina Mincha Lamala. He would be particular to eat Yerokist from Mincha onwards. The Pisha Ina Mastia. Because it doesn't satiate. And here Be'ina, he says Rashbam, why would he particular to eat vegetables? The migra lipo le mecho. It creates an appetite. It doesn't just not satiate, it creates an appetite. Migra lipo me le mecho. V'ochal matzah tzeil v'nyusa. And that would be empty matzah with a great appetite. Or the picho choy oichal yerek. That's why he would eat vegetables. V'lo yelaykein kiyum erev Pesach. He would only be noyekein on erev Pesach. He wouldn't eat vegetables some during the week. He wasn't a vegetable man. Only in Erev Pesach he would do it. Today, la hamshich, the lech v'laila, he should have a great appetite in the evening. Today, al minim peik Shabbat, peik Tehillim. Like it says in Sech Shabbat, Sech Shabbat, peik Tehillim. Om Rav Chisda, and Chista said, Rabbi Rav, et amit chacham, lo yileichel yake, should not eat vegetables. The person during the year should not eat vegetables. Because it will create an appetite. What's wrong with creating an appetite? Let's talk about Wednesday. Because Abba Rav has a limited budget and he doesn't have money to spare. So if he makes himself eat these vegetables, he'll be needing to eat more food. So he should don't be on a veggie diet, because that creates him a need to spend more money. But on Erev Pesach, then if he's a woody vegetables, in order to be able to have a great appetite. Similar to what we find, Rava have a shoti chama. Rava would drink wine. The mali aim of the pitzch on Erev Pesach. So they should have a good appetite. So you see that an Indian on Erev Pesach about creating an appetite. So Tzibetavisa was creating himself an appetite. Now Yeshua asked, Yossi was his spokesman, but Yeshua asked, does that mean he's going to have possible period? Not necessarily. But he would try to create an appetite. Not that also sees something that doesn't see it. But he very much wanted to try and create an appetite so he would eat vegetables. And these things, kigoyim min etagim, snacks, biyokis, and vegetables, mamshichen et alev lechol. They help a person eat more. So Rashbam says even bosses like that. Kedemarkiyos mocha chanami bebrachis. Shegilim lechol parperes. They would eat parperes kodem achilas apas. Before eating bread, legaris aleiv. Yeah, legaris aleiv to create wet the appetite. It's done like it says in the Mishnah there. Berach al hapas. If you made the broch on bread and then you have parperes in the meal, potas of pears, you don't make a broch on the parperes. If you made the broch on parperes before the meal, why would you do that? So your appetite, so if it was a pass, it wouldn't pass to the pass, because the pass is more costly. Almost the papers came in the pass, you see that they would eat papers before the bread.
Why
would we think that if we made the broth on the papers before the meal, that would be part of the pass? Right? Because I was thinking, one way around it does, even though you're eating for an appetite, you're eating it in order to be able to eat the bread. So you might have thought that the broth of the papers would help the pass, but it doesn't. Pass is more costly, nothing can pass. But what the habmin, that's what the habmin was. The habmin was, I'm making a broth on this in order to eat the bread. So maybe it's included in this bracha.
So no bracha for others?
No bracha, yeah. Tanina Mahochi. Oh, back to the Gemara. Tanina Mahochi, we have a brisa. Hashamish matvil bibnei mai. The shamish can dip bibnei mai. What does it mean, dip bibnei mai?
Dip testing.
What does it mean, dip bibnei mai? If you say it in English,
deep fry.
What would he eat? He would eat the bnei ma'ayim. He would eat the bnei ma'ayim through dipping. Right? Like we said before. That the way they ate was by dipping. If they wanted to eat some yurokis, they would dip in some liquid. If they wanted to eat some basa, they would dip in some liquid. And if they wanted to eat the bnei ma'ayim, they would dip in some liquid. So metabol bnei ma'ayim. He would be metabol in the bnei ma'ayim, meaning with the bnei ma'ayim. And not only he would eat, he would also give the guest to eat. And this was talking about Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach they would eat the meat of the bnei ma'ayin of the korbanos. They would eat on Erev Pesach.
Why
as opposed to anyone else?
Yeah.
They're taking care of guests. She's taking care of guests. Taking care of guests. She's the helper.
Yeah, but he doesn't. Why do you say the Shamus teaching?
They the shul where the guests stay and he's in charge of the shul.
Yeah, but if not on the Shamus, she's the eater. What's enough committed to us? The Shamus is teaching or not?
I think it's the
Yeah, that's the next shot.
And
it'd be the first shot we'd have a bit of aura. Why is it talking about the Shamus eating?
Maybe because it's like a ruin his appetite. Can you imagine the way to get to see more than everybody else? Because he's going to be bringing, and maybe it doesn't bother himself.
Where do you see that he eats?
Oh, the word, I don't. The matzvil, the meimayin means you eat the meimayin through tibble.
He dipped and then he gave.
No.
I'm saying the words matzvil, biyaki, I mean, just before.
Right.
What does it mean?
Right.
And dip and eat.
And
that's what I mean.
Maybe it doesn't, maybe it's the Mishnah, whatever, teaching us here that he's taking care of guests. He would dip these things
and not eat.
And give it to the...
And not eat.
Yeah, why wouldn't it say gospel here?
We see in this writer that what? The Oichle Mini Tagimel you can eat Mini Tagimel on Erev Pesach Kedei Lahamshech Pesaleis in order to create the appetite. Hashamash Matzil Bebnei Ma'ayim Kuloima Bebnei Ma'ayim Shal Behemois in the Bnei Ma'ayim of the Behemois Hanishchotois Lissuzes Yomtes that was set for the meal. Vegam noisim lahem bibnei ochim. He would also give it to the guests. Not only. Mehem. Vegam noisim mehem. He would also eat from them, give from them, and put it in front of the ochim. So he would eat, and they would eat. So you're asking, what's up to him about him? Okay. Good hour. Hamanoi nyachad ala pesach. On all those who are in the same family, in the same subscription for the Korban Pesach, Kedei Sheyoichlu Matzah or Pesach Lishayavim. So they should eat the Matzah and the Korban Pesach Lishayavim. Of Erev Pesach, we're talking about Erev Pesach. Pesach Sefta, the Pesachim. The Sefta Pesachim, it says we're talking about Erev Pesach. Why? Because it says there, referring to Erev Pesach, we're even referring from Minchon Amara. Why? How do I know that? Because El Menetanya, just before, it says in the Braisa, Erev Pesach, Samachle Menchem, Lo Yoichol, Ashutechus. So the Braisa is talking about Erev Pesach, and it says the Shamash would eat and give to the guests. So you see that you're allowed to eat. So you see why you're allowed to eat. Must be because it creates an appetite. That's why you're allowed to do. No. So why is it allowed to eat?
Well, maybe
everybody's
waiting for the meat.
Why is it telling us the Shamash eating? Tell us the Allah, the Monsieur.
The
pot is
cooked, and
while everybody's waiting for the real meat, you say, let's eat a little of this now. So it is the Korban Pesach, but it's not everybody's waiting for his lamb chop, isn't it? It's not a Korban Pesach. It's the fruit that's been, the meat that's been
shafted,
the
covers,
the Yom
Tzibah.
Not only the Korban Pesach.
It can't be the Korban Pesach,
because that would be... Not actually the Korban Pesach. It was meat shechted for the Suda. Do you see the Korban Pesach al Hasiva? Al Hasiva means they had other meats before.
They already prepared the Korban Pesach. They already shechted and barbecued their Korban Pesach.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So they brought it home, and he's preparing the meal for them, but they're not going to eat the main man anymore. They're not eating the main man with the Korban Pesach, do they?
You have to.
They have to finish the entire Korban Pesach, right?
Yeah, they should see the main man out break it.
Even the main man?
Everything. All meat. The whole thing, from beginning to end. The opposite. So often to leave over. If it gets left over, you have to burn it. You mustn't leave over. Right. So, says the Gemara, Afa Pishenu, Eile Tova, even though there's no raya for this idea of eating an appetizer, Zeich Eile Tova, there is some remedy to it. A Tosha can hear me, Shinema Nira Kamir, Bal Shizrael Kriya. Plow for yourself a plow, and don't sow for the thorns. What does that mean? It says Rashbam, Ava Pishenu Eile Tova, Tachila Meshecha Tachila, Tachila can cause another Achila, Zeich Eile Tova. There is some type of remez, Yesh Ksas. There is Zeich Eile Tova, Yesh Ksas. There is some type of remez. Tachsev, because it says Nir Lechem Nir. Herelem and Novi Dugma. The Novi showed for them a sample, an example. Shechoshin is a karka. You plow land. Kidele kabel is a zriya. In order for it to accept the seeds. Vimelechosa. And if it's not plowed, Enem kabel is a zriya. It doesn't accept the seeds. And the seeds won't grow. So what will grow there? The thorns. Af Odom. So to a person, who eats things that don't satiate, they open up his intestines, and they widen them. And then they will be able to accept the fruit of the meal afterwards. So near the near, make some type of fire in your stomach. Do something that your stomach will open up. And that way you'll be able to eat later on. That way you'll accept the food of later on. That's what the would see the Pasuk Pshat and Sugya, the Ikra, and that is the correct, right, and authoritative Pshat. Rabbeinu Shlomo Zageini, Rabbeinu Shlomo Maizeda, Nu Matra, who was Rabbeinu Shlomo his Zeda Rashbam?
Rashi.
Rashi, very good. Very, very good. Shlomo Zageini. Who saw Cain? He's saying differently. Well, how do you want to explain? How do you want to refer to him? Rabbeinu Shlomo Zageini. No. Rabbeinu Shlomo Zageini. It's his age, the title to refer to him, I guess. Yeah. Zeda. The daughter of Rashi was the mother of Rashba. So Mela, that's why he was called Rabbeinu Shlomo Zageini. Rabbeinu Shlomo Zageini, Pilsa King. And many times the same, by the way. A lot of the traces in were the grandchildren of Rashi. Why were none of the traces in the son of Rashi? And the daughters didn't learn that. Or didn't learn the Gemara. But when Hashem is again, he appears again, he explained as follows. A different shot. They mayim. However, also Bisuda, since he is involved, the Shamash is involved in the meal, preparing the meal, Yochel hu lechol b'nei mayim. He's allowed to eat the b'nei mayim. Masha derech ha-shamash lechol. Whatever the Shamash would normally eat when preparing the meal, Rishoy hu lasis kain min minchol amala. He's able to do from minchol amala. The Hoyal Vasak Ben, since he is busy with them, Mitzarile, if he wouldn't eat, he'd be in distress. Eloi Ochil. He'd be in distress if he doesn't eat. But if he does eat, Eloi Masbile, he won't say shit. So he's allowed to do it. What's the worst? Right. Even on Erev Pesach, he's allowed to do it because it's not going to destroy his appetite in the night time. Who's they? Who's they? Oh, so according to this chart, it's a bit difficult. Why are you giving to Ochim? He's allowed to eat because it's a son. Why are you giving to Ochim? Because of this chat, it's difficult. Why are you giving tzaruch? With him, b'nei ma'ayim, he can eat because he's preparing the meal and he's in distress. So he can eat. He's going to destroy his appetite. He won't destroy his appetite. But Gam, you can give to the Oichim because he's not going to destroy the appetite. But he's giving to the Oichim for a different reason. So he can eat because he's in pain. And they can eat just some because it's not going to destroy the appetite. That's because he's in this chat. Right? Near the Chemneh. What does Near the Chemneh mean according to Rashi? Kishatem Toichu. When you're preparing a meal, Tichu. Eat. Bother yourself in eating. Eat. Shetuchlo Mehemes meal. Trouble yourself for your baby to benefit from it. Vishamish Zesha also Bisudo. He's working, preparing a meal, like the big mitzvah chayim in the kitchen. In main and then, if you don't eat, mitzvah, you'll have a trouble, you'll have a problem. Says there, that's the pshan Rashi. Says there, Rambam in here is not the correct pshat. He goes, oh, not correct pshat, because you haven't explained the ochim. Why is the ochim be eating? It's true. They're allowed to eat, but we're saying the shamash should eat because of he's in pain. And then for the ochim, what's the ochim going to do with it? Oydish not so hard, because he has to serve shots, very much. It doesn't have any substance to it. It could be the shot tasted. It tastes as a third shot. Or it's well, she wondered. Huh?
The origin is to get the Nenai.
Understand, so why are you talking about the Shamash stuff here? Why we mention the Shamash, says Rashbam, near the Chemnir, that if you're working, make sure you eat something, otherwise you'll be in pain. So the whole focus of near the Chemnir was referring to the Shamash. We're telling you the fact that if you don't eat, you'll be in pain. So make sure when you're working, eat.
What are the words? Near?
Near Lachem, near. When you're working, the flour, when you're making a fire, or any cooking, trouble yourself to eat. Right?
What's the word?
Near Lachem, near is to make a fire. Make yourself a fire of a fire. Yeah? Kishatem Toyuchem, when you're troubling yourself, it's near. Tishuchu Shetuchu Lenech. Make sure you'll be able to benefit from that. Near Lachem near. Maybe the word's from Lachem. When you're making this fire, make it for yourself. You should be able to benefit from it.
And that's how he understands it.
Near Lachem near. When you're working, make it so it's for yourself. So that's the question in the Rashi Zarach.
He's cooking. They're expecting nice lamb chops, they're expecting beef, whatever. He's eating while he's cooking before, says the guest.
It says the nice one, you give them.
Give them.
Give them what? Before you give them? You give them, you give what? No, you can't let that. It doesn't
can't say that he's eating.
It doesn't mean. Nice non, you give them.
You recall he's eating.
No. Stop. So that's the crazy. You have to stop here. Yes, Elson. What's your honor?
It's definitely the famous story here is that we have double words.
Right.
Beforehand, we were discussing what can they eat.
Okay. Yeah.
That it can be something that
whets
their appetite, that
opens
up and expands the
intestines. That was Rashi,
the Rashi's
shot, yeah.
And we're saying that because they're going to open up the intestines,
so
that
needs
to be then I itself. In order for then I to open, eat within I. Eat the gift from the then I for the purpose and for the kavana of the then I. And that's
the in Rashbam is definitely good. So eating in order to create appetite, so very good. But according to Rashi, the point of Nir Lachem Nir was saying, when you're working, do it for yourself, make sure you benefit from it, because otherwise you'll be bizarre. So what's the ocean going to do with it?
Understand.
So you're saying there's two points in the Mishnah. Okay, there's two points in the Brayza. One point in the Brayza is that you can eat the intestines to create an appetite. That's the Oichim. And there's another point mentioned in this sentence, the Shamash should also eat in order that he shouldn't be bitter.
Yeah, and that is coming to teach us maybe that even though he is not, I know we say the Shamash can be part of the Kaburah, that only he was intending on being part of the Kaburah. The Shamash is now, Eretz Pesach, and he's not going to be doing, let's say, that he's going to be part of the Kaburah.
He should say.
And he's serving them this food in order for them to have the Kaburah. They're going to have, we will think maybe, you know what, you can't partake in this meal, even this initial meal, which is a preparatory meal for the sake of the male leader. So you should have with them in order that you don't forget to have later on with them, because you're not part of the Kaburah. We're going to let you have here now because of the title is called.
Okay, fine, fine. I didn't agree to every word that you said, but it's okay. It's good.